Okay, very good. This is W2TTT operating K2BAR, the station of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association. This is our TechNet. Weekly TechNet is held on Thursday nights on the Bergen County FM Association repeater, 146.79. Input is 146.19. And the access tone is 141.3 hertz. Everyone is welcome to participate if you're licensed to transmit in the 2-meter band. You need not be a member of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association in order to participate. And any subject related to ham radio, electronics, telecommunications, anything like that, or the use of those things in any possible venue is fair game for discussion. So pretty much you can talk about anything you want. If it interests you, and that's kind of a neat thing. So the format for this is a little different than most in that we'll ask you to sign in with your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or a comment. This net is open to all radio amateurs with privileges to operate in the 2-meter band, and you need not be a member of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association. Even a simple what, there's no question too dumb or too complex for us to at least entertain. So don't feel shy about asking it, whatever it may be. Worst case is we'll all start looking around and come up with an answer for you. Not this net, another net. It's happened before, it will happen again. Amateur radio is a wonderfully diverse hobby with many opportunities. Some people say there's 26 different kinds of ham radio, and I would argue there's probably more. But in any case, let's get on with the business of hand. Stations wishing to check in, whose call signs begin with Kilo Alpha, please call K2BAR with your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or a comment. And that's not happened in a while, so let's start with the Kilo station. Any Kilo station, please call K2BAR with your call sign, name, and whether or not you have a question or comment for the net.
KC2SQP, this is Stuart. No questions, just listening.
KC2BYB, Richard. No questions or comments at this time.
O2Alpha, Mike, India, K2AMI. Tony.
KO2, okay, Bennett. No question.
K2Z off, Jim. No question.
K2 Zulu, Charlie. No question.
KC2 THC. No question.
KA2 BDU. Helmut. No question.
Wow. Helmut, I was trying to give you the opportunity to be the first guy in the net, and you blew it. I gave an opening for KA2s first. That's okay. You're the eighth check-in. That was really cool. Okay, the net recognizes KC2SQP. Good evening, Stuart. KC2PYB. Good evening, Richard. K2MI. Good evening, Tony. KO2OK, Bennett. Good evening to you, sir. K2ZO, Jim. Good evening to you. K2 Zulu Charlie Dave, good evening to you. Harold, good evening to you once again. KC2 THD, and of course, K2 BDU Helmut. Okay. Are there any other Kilo stations wishing to check in? Please call K2 BAR. Call sign, name, and whether or not you have a question or comment. Dave, Zulu, Charlie, I do have an interrogatory for you, a question for you, actually, when we get rolling with questions, so don't be a stranger. It's about Sunday. And let's see, any stations with a whiskey call, please call K2BAR with your call sign, name, and whether or not you have a question or comment for the net. Please call K2BAR.
Foxtrot, Lima Golf, with a question.
Okay, Fred, good evening to you, W2FLG. I note to your question. Any other W2s? Any other Ws? Okay. Let's see. Alpha stations, please call K2BAR. Alrighty.
And that leaves, last but not least, November stations. Any November stations, please call K2BAR with your call sign name and whether or not you have a question or a comment.
This is NS2K Jim. No question at this point.
Jim, NS2K, you're in. Anybody else? Anybody in? Anybody else? Any call sign type? Okay, well, I know we have some announcements, so I'll pick some people for announcements, but first thing I want to do is make a query to Dave, K2 Zulu Charlie. Dave, is it your intention to run the course on Sunday? Can you meet me at the start, and I'll hand you a handy talk.
W2FLC with a question.
Noted, I got that. I'm sorry, Fred.
K2BAR, this is K2 Zulu Charlie.
Okay, let's get things in order here. Fred, I'll be right with you in a moment. Let's square away Dave first. So, Dave, it's my understanding you need you'll need to borrow a handy talkie. You can secure one from me, programmed and ready to go at the start, okay?
Okay, and I'll meet you there Sunday morning around 7.
I'm sure you will. I'll be there a lot earlier, but that's fine. Come to the comm center, and I think you'll be squared away. We may be inside the building. We may be outside on that little plaza that's facing the base of the hill outside the ski lodge. Okay?
Okay, roger.
Just to reference everybody, Dave is running the Ramapo Rally, and it's a bike ride of varying lengths. A number of us are going to be staffing that, providing communications throughout the day. So it'll be quite interesting, and it'll be a nice day, and nice to have yet another rider on the course. In any case, before we go to Fred's question, any other check-ins, late check-ins to the net, please call K2BAR with your call sign name and whether or not you have a question or comment for the net.
WI2W, Steve, with a comment.
All right, we'll get to you after Fred. Very good, Steve. Good evening. Haven't heard you in a while. Welcome. Anybody else want to check in? K2BAR. All righty. Fred, your question. W2FLG, K2BAR.
BAR, W2 Foxtrot Lima Golf. Heard me on. Probably embarrassing to me, but before. License will expire at the end of this year. SG ground plane antenna. And I have a Kenwood 570 something rather. But I was curious if there's a way to, if 40 meter folded dipole. And there, I'm curious whether there's any activity now on 40 or 10 meters. It's worth my while to conduct antenna. So let's get back to pro or whatever the word is now.
I guess that'll work. So, your HF rig is a Kenwood 570?
Correct. Right now, magnifying that is CF570D. I had a lot of good QSOs, you know, all over the world back many years ago before I got really sick. And now I'm recalled to life, as Charles Dickens said, in Tale of Two Cities, and I'm trying to get back into the hobby and do it a big way.
Well, you know, that's a pretty nice radio you have there. I'm just looking at it. Well, I think the first thing you need to do is just get up any wire you can just to start listening. I think that's number one. Even get something up in the attic or something, dribble it outside into the bushes. Whatever you can do, get, you know, as much as you can, crawl space, whatever. Start with that and start listening. And then I think from there, we can start figuring out strategies as to what you can do to improve on it and, more importantly, radiate with it. I think that's key. If you could describe your living arrangements a bit, you know, what floor you're on, what direction you face, what window options you have, shrubbery, as Monty Python would say, and other such goodies, attic space, crawl spaces, closets. You know, give us an idea as to what, you know, we're dealing with as far as, you know, whether you're on the first floor or second floor, or there's five floors and you're on two, that kind of thing. You know. Give us some ideas to what your situation is physically, and so we can figure out some strategies and some ideas for you to look at and see if it makes sense to have someone their hand putting up an antenna in this space. W2FLG from K2BAR.
Hey, Mark, see, that's, you know, someone asked me a question I hadn't asked myself. What's your situation? The situation here is I'm about off the ground in a level house in a development area, Baldwin, New Jersey. And back to starting listening, that is a good question. I should have done that. I before my antenna, to pull the dipole, was blown away, I had used a Barker and Williamson little clip antenna. I was actually getting phone contact, Estonia, Buenos Aires, and doing a lot of CW. So the thing worked just out of the window, the wind is right. But I guess what I am looking to get some encouragement on is I really go to the effort of putting up a folded dipole for 40 meters and also be effective for because, you know, I have an XYL here. I don't know if those words. But I have someone who is a little bit hesitant about doing that. It's real simple, real cheap, but it requires some assistance, and I'm basically found I can't get out of the house. So back to you, K2PRW2FLG.
Okay. So why don't you describe your residential lot? We were under the impression that you were in some sort of, shall we say, permission-limited facility, like an apartment house or something. But you're in a private home with property. So you've had real antennas before. You can have real antennas again of one form or another. They may be different, but you certainly can have new ones again. So why don't you describe, you know, where the antenna lead would go and then what directions wire would go and such like that.
Okay, here we go. All I can basically do is to go back to where I was maybe 10 years ago in terms of config. The answer is yes, private home, basic problems as far as I know. The guy who was a zoning officer 10 years ago when I wanted to put up a beam, wanted to get able. Well, I didn't do anything. But the orientation of the house is essentially west to east. And I was doing well with the 40-meter pole, the dipole, which was coming into the house, and I had to run it through a window, and in essence, what I like to do is sort of reinvent that situation without having to start to carve up the house into full amount. The circumstances I had before were fine. I just wanted to find out if there's something new technologically where I could actually not be involved in big outdoor antennas and all sorts of wiring that my wife would have a problem with. I'll just let the gentleman go on.
My feeling is you could replicate what you had before. You could even improve upon it without any major cost issue with putting up what you want. I know at least one well-connected ham in your town who can probably make sure that there's little resistance to your HF dreams, if you will. So we can handle that offline. I'll talk to somebody I know who lives in your town about that. But in the meantime, wire antennas, go for it, Fred. That's my honest suggestion. Let's see. You sound like you're a 40 and 15 type of guy. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pass it around and see if anybody wants to make any suggestions, see what gives here from other people's perspectives. If you have a 570D, you have a very decent radio. there's really no reason why you shouldn't be using it to its fullest extent, at least to, with wire antennas. Anybody have any comments? Please call K2BAR.
Yes, I do. K2.
I knew you would, but I wasn't going to call you out. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay. Let's see. Is it W2FLG? Is that correct?
That's correct, sir.
Okay, this is Jim. Well, I would suggest, first of all, let me make a comment about the folded dipole. Folded dipole is good, but it's a one-band antenna, okay? You might be able to load it up on another band, but it's not going to work very well, okay? So a 40-meter folded dipole works on 40 meters, period. I would suggest, if you don't want something that's really obtrusive, that you put up something like a Carolina Windom. Reason is that it's an off-center fed dipole that will work on a number of frequencies. You could put up a parallel dipole in which you've got 80, 40, 20, 15, 10, but that's a big mosquito up there in the sky. But a Carolina Windom, either the 40-meter version, which works on 40 on to 10, or even the 80-meter version, depending on whether you've got enough room, would work very well. And if you want some help putting it up, there's no problem. We're in the neighborhood, and we could put that up there for you. And that would give you access to all the bands. The 40 would go from 40 to 10, and the 80 would go, obviously, from 80 to 10. They even make a 160 if you've got enough room. But that's a very nice, neat antenna. XYLs would approve of that, okay? Back to that.
Yeah, I would agree. And if I had the space, that's what I'd do. Go ahead. Anybody else have a comment? Okay, Fred?
Okay, I will investigate what Jim and you have talked about, because it looks like it's a way I can, an avenue I should take. I'll let the rest of you gentlemen go away now. Right now, I've been up to 3:30 in the morning, so I'm a little bit over the top in terms of understanding, but I at least wrote down what you had said, and there is hope at the end of the rainbow. Thanks very much, and good evening, gentlemen.
K2AMI,
go ahead.
Fred, I'm sorry I didn't jump in a moment ago, but Windom is a nice antenna, but if you're not familiar with the different designs, a basic 40-meter dipole will work well on 15 meters if you just want those two bands. And Gordon mentioned that maybe you would be happy on those two bands. They're quite nice bands to work on. Not the best, but they're quite nice. So if you just look at basic formula for a dipole, got one for 40 meters, pretty good shape for two bands, maybe more if you have a good tuner. But the Windom would be a band coverage if you have the space. Back to that.
Okie doke. Very good. That's excellent. Anybody else have comments for Fred before we hand it to Fred? Okay. Fred, if you look up Carolina Windom, W-I-N-D-O-M, as in Mike, on the internet, you'll see the dimensions for them published for various top bands, you know, whether it's 160, 80, or 40. You can see by the off-center feed approach of that antenna how you might want to address that and, you know, what best fits in the geometry of your lot. I'm a firm believer that go for as many bands as you can without having to compromise. So if you have the space for an 80 meter antenna, then that's what you should put up. If you have a space for a 160, put that up. If you don't have a space for 40, only then would you put up a 40 meter Carolina Windom. That's my own opinion, but you know, I'm kind of funny that way. I wished I had the property for a Carolina Windom, even for 40 meters, which I don't. So I don't think I do. Jim, as a quick reminder, what's the length of a 40-meter Carolina Windom?
It's 130. Wait a second. The 40-meter one would be only 66 feet long. The 80-meter one is 130 feet long, and it's off-center fed. So, yeah, you could do that.
See, I don't have a 66-foot space that's linear, or do I? Yeah, no, I don't. I was short by about 10 feet. that would have dramatically affected, the performance of the antenna. I have an insulated outrigger arm over my driveway to maximize the width of my property, and I could probably go to the back corner on one side, but I'm still short. I think that's only 50 feet. I have to go redo the measurements on that. So that's certainly something to think about. Maybe I can do one after all. I know I was at the 80-meter one, and I said, forget it. What I ended up doing for HF for myself is I put up a trap 80-40 dipole, and one leg is flat at 35 feet, and the other leg is sloped down to the southeast, like an inverted V, because that's what would fit on my lot. Anyway, anybody else have comments before I hand it back to Frank?
KC2CHD.
Harold, go right ahead.
It was interesting what Jim said about this. Right now I have, in my yard, I have at least a 300-foot run I can do through my property. It's like an acre and a half. And I have a G5RV up like 25 feet. I did myself, but that Carolina antenna sounds real good because I could go to these huge oaks that are like 80-foot sticks, and also the back of a detached garage I feel like I could put something up on. And if that's a good solution, all center fed would be fine because I could figure out like how much cable or how much rope to the end of the antenna to make it from one end to the other. Because I was looking at either a dipole like that or a step IR, which would be a little bit more complicated, but if that's a good solution, I guess someone with more experience than me should take a look at the property and say, here's what you should do with an antenna, over.
Well, let's keep in mind that the more different kinds of wire you have up there, the more propagation options you have. And no one antenna radiates to the maximum level of performance in all conditions on all bands. So everything is a bit of a compromise. And, let me give you something that's totally out of the box. While we were at scout camp, I put up an Envis antenna. And it was literally, I think at the center, it was 8 feet off the ground, and most of it was 6 feet off the ground or five. It worked awesomely wonderful for a lot of things. And yet, I had another antenna that was 35 feet up a flagpole. Both were 40-meter antennas, dipoles, cut dipoles. And the noise level was much higher. It did hear certain things the other one didn't hear. But when the noise came up, I couldn't use it because it picked up so much noise, whereas the Envis antenna was quiet as a church mouse, and, oh, by the way, I could hear the stations in question. Even if they were low, I could at least hear them. They would hear me, so it was kind of neat. Similarly, here at my house, I have 2 6-meter beams on 2 different rotators, and because of their proximity to different noise sources, they each have a favored direction where things are better than the other. And there's only about 5 feet of elevation difference between the two, so essentially they're the same. So more choices of antennas will give you more ideal propagation combinations. So that's worthwhile. Okay, W2FLG, Fred, over to you. Your comments, sir. K2BAR.
Okay, K2BAR. Look, this has been extremely helpful to me. I now have several avenues I can go down, to use it metaphorically. I don't have a cough button on my machine here. One of the questions I would have with respect to the Windoms and other, it's sort of long. I recall back, I don't know if this was before, probably because I'm aged. AGED. I actually had this Parker Williamson whip antenna when I got out of my bedroom window, and when the circumstances were right, I was able to get Estonia, Latvia, Buenos Aires, Rio de Janeiro. Those were on CD, CW. When conditions are right, almost the weakest kind of antenna work. Coax cable. Is there some kind of a vertical antenna I can use sort of more or less for all frequencies and just forget it and just go out and listen to ham radio?
Okay. Well, here's the sad reality. Up till about 5 years ago, Well, in five years ago, when you left the air, we were at a sunspot maximum. You could work the other side of the world with a paperclip, and that's essentially what you had out the window. So, I think it's a little more challenging. Although over the next, let's say, 2 years in particular, it's going to get significantly better. We're kind of running out of sunspot minimum opportunity space here. Although we're kind of at one of the near historic lows for longevity at sunspot minimum, it's going to come out of it eventually. We've already seen some new sunspots, so it's tough. We're at the absolute bottom of the sunspot cycle. So you're going to have to put some copper up in the air, I think, to make this work, Fred, okay?
Okay, that's no problem whatsoever, because I think a lot of life is, sort of making the best you can with the least you can. So I'll let you other gentlemen, I thank you very much for the information. I have to do a little more homework here. I'm awake before I wake up at 3:30 in the morning. Right now it's very, very late for me. And, I am very, very pleased to have gotten on the air with amateur radio operators, not jet jockeys. As fast as I can. I used to be an airline pilot, so I know what that's like. Okay, 73, and thank you very much for your assistance. It's really good, and so I will get back to you as soon as I can. No more to say, otherwise I'll go blabbering at the mouth. Thanks so much, and 73 to all you gentlemen. Thanks very much. Goodbye.
Alrighty. Well, I'm just looking at a Carolina Wyndham and a design here that where it's spelled out as to what you have. I'm a little confused over one thing, and I have a question about it for Jim. I'm looking at what I believe is one, it's cut for 40, so it's 25 and 41 feet, for a total of 66 feet across the top. Now it uses a 4-to-1 balance. Got one of those, that's good. I have one of those in my inventory of goodies. But then it wants a 10-foot piece of RG-58. I assume it could be RG-8 or 213 or 214. Then followed by a line isolator, which I assume is just a bunch of torides, or ferrites, I should say, wrapped over the coax. And then whatever you want for the rest of the feed line. Now my question is, or actually two questions. One is, what's up with the 10-foot length of, predefined coax? Is it velocity factor driven as to, what you use? It says RG-58 specifically here, between the feed point and the line isolator. And it says it's cut for 40, 20, 15, and 10, but will operate on 80, 30, and 17 but with a tuner. So you want to address those two points, Jim?
Okay, if you take a look at a Wyndham antenna, off-center fed, on the even harmonics, it will work fine. As you move off the center of a dipole, the impedance goes up, so that's why you need a 4-to-1 balance. But by doing that, you're now able to take that one resonant length, like for example the 80 meter, and you will get a reasonable impedance on every even harmonic. The 21 megahertz band is not an even harmonic, and the SWR be a little bit high, and that's why they have a choke down 21 feet. I don't know where you got the 10 feet from. But the design that I'm familiar with uses a choke down at 21 feet, which is, half wavelength down, just to keep off any RF. Did you say this thing was 10 feet down? I think that maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Go ahead.
I did say it was 10 feet down, but this is one that's got a 66-foot flat top, so it's cut for 40, not 80.
Okay, well, you can get away with that by taking a a half wavelength, a 21 megahertz wire. In other words, add an additional dipole in parallel with the long side of the antenna. And it will greatly improve the 15-meter performance of the antenna. So, yeah, a little bit of a compromise. But, of course, the original Carolina Windham is just one wire. But it can be made without that that choke down further by just putting that other piece of wire on there. But the antenna does work well.
Okay. So let me ask this question. When you say one wire, is there a way to feed this thing with a tuner in the shack and basically bare, a single bare wire leaving your shack and then just tacking it into a flat top at, you know, at this off-center feed point? Isn't that a traditional Windham?
Correct. A traditional Windham is a single wire feed. However, once you get off the resonant points, you're going to get a lot of RF. I would not do that. What you could do is at that offset point is feed it with a 300 or 450 open wire line to a tuner or down to a ballon on the ground and then a tuner. And that would work very well. Matter of fact, that works very well. It presents an impedance that's not too wild to the tuner. And I did that and checked it with the tuner in the radio, which easily matched it.
Okay, so is this one of these deals where I could conceivably take an open wire tuner, small one, I'm only running 100 watts, set it up to feed, like you said, 300 or 450 ohm ladder line, leave it outside in a waterproof container, and then feed that with coax and, you know, pretty much get away with it with, you know, an internal tuner of a transceiver and be done with it?
But I wouldn't do it that way. What I would do is I would bring it down as 300 or 450 ohm line and then convert it to a pair of two pieces of, let's say, RG8, bring it back into the shack to a balanced tuner. Or at that point outside, convert it to a current type ballon, a one-to-one current ballon, which will handle that, and then use it into the tuner. But don't use a voltage ballon.
Okay, so current ballon is like a ferrite little toy?
A current ballon forces the current to be equal in both legs. It is not using a transformer, as is a voltage ballon, okay? So it really doesn't depend too much and doesn't care what that impedance is. If you remember Field Day, that's what I did. And I have a couple of different designs of current ballons. And the way you check those things is you put an ammeter in each side and see how the balance is. And you'll see a big difference between a voltage ballon and a current ballon.
Okay, so as it happened in my treasure trove of goodies, I have a 4-to-1 ballon, you know, as W2AUs, and I have a 1-to-1 ballon. So conceivably, I could use that. I also have one of those coaxial line isolators. Somebody gave me one a long time ago. So I've got choices, I guess, is what you're saying.
And I would venture to guess that the coaxial line isolator would probably work just as well. You don't want to start getting wild impedances on voltage-type ballons. This is why a lot of people don't realize, you know, you can use voltage ballons as long as you know what's going on. But remember, it's a transformer, and it wants to see that difference in impedance, that 4-to-1 or whatever, 1-to-1 or whatever. And as soon as you start to get some reactants in there, that the whole system fails and you burn them up. And that's why a current ballon, even though it's not matched, will work much better.
Excellent. Okay, well, I want to thank Fred for his question and you and the other guys for your questions and answers on the subject, because you've given me a possibility of having a new and improved antenna system here. You know, it's one of the wonderful things about, you know, the tech net is that it gets you thinking. It gets you thinking about possibilities. Possibilities you hadn't considered or previously dismissed as to what is in fact possible. And I have 66 feet, I think. And even if I had a few feet of droop at the long end, I don't think that'd be too much of a problem. So I'm going to look into that. This is very, very cool. Alrighty. Hope it doesn't rain too much tomorrow, because I'm getting the itch to build antennas already. Maybe I'll start cutting the wire tonight and have the whole thing ready to go. Go out between showers, just hoist it up. Alrighty. Anybody else have comments about the wire antennas, stealth antennas, Windom antennas, whatever? Please call K2BAR. Okay, we've successfully beaten that subject to death. That's a good thing. Does anybody else have any late check-ins for the net? Please call K2BAR. Wow. Okay. Alrighty, so we have Fred's question dispensed with. Tony, I would like to hand it to you, if you don't mind, for announcements. I think you have some announcements about upcoming events. And if not, Jim, I think you have one about the Ham Fest in the fall. So let's go on to those in that order. K2AMI, and then K2ZO. This is K2BAR. Okay. Jim, it's yours.
Okay. All right. I guess we got a Ham Fest this Saturday. Going to the Oakland group there. Going to head down there in the morning and then leave there and go to work. The Vera Ham Fest is October the 4th. That's a Saturday, and that's over at the Westwood Junior-Senior High School, as it's been the last few years. So mark your calendars, folks, and that's it. We'll also be, of course, starting back to the high school for a kid night, and got a tentative date, I think, of March 1st for the Barra auction over there, but we'll clarify that soon. Back to you. K2BAR, K2ZO.
Ah, it's good. As you know, I've taken to putting the Ham Fest and the, the auction on our Boy Scout troop calendar. Although this year, the October Ham Fest date is killing me with several things that day, including the Ham Fest. I now have four places to be on the same day, which is going to be a little tricky, including being best man at a wedding in the afternoon. So I guess it doesn't get any better. The SCT is that day, too, but I think we're going to work around that problem creatively. All righty. Any other club announcements before I go look for other things? Okie doke. Very good. Any last-minute check-ins? K2BAR. Well, alrighty. I guess that we have a busy weekend between the Ramapo Mountain Amateur Radio Club Hamfest on Saturday. It'll be at the BFW, I think it is, on Oak Street in Oakland, right in the center of town there. You turn down the side street by the Ponds Reformed Church, and you follow the road around. You can't miss the Ham Fest. It'll be right after the road bends. Sure. The road bends to the left, by the way. And then Sunday, of course, is the Bicycle Touring Club of New Jersey's Roundville Rally. But if you'd like to volunteer for it, just be at Camp Gaw Reservation by the ski area about 6:37 in the morning. And find me, get on 146-535. We'll be happy to help you out. Hooked up. There's 17 of us volunteering to provide communications on the course, other places such as a weather desk that Joyce and George are going to operate, and miscellaneous other places as needed. So it's going to be quite an interesting day. And Barra is very well represented. KC2PYB is going to be there, and Charlie's going to be there, and S2K will be there, and N2FWI, KC2SQV, and yours truly will all be there. So I think it'll be an excellent day. In any case, other topics. One of the things that I had wanted to do for a long time, and I just have to get busy, is to finally wire up my rig blaster deluxe. And so that ends early tonight. I think that's what I'm going to do. It's a rainy night, and the propagation's not too great on HF, so what the heck. But if anyone has any comments or questions about any other subjects before we secure, feel free to come in now. No trouble to have a nice, friendly chat about another subject. This is K2BAR.
WI2W.
Hello, Steve.
Well, there's a good possibility I'm going to be participating in the Ripple Pole Rally on Sunday as a writer, so drop me an email, Gordon, and I'll put the frequencies in.
Excellent. Excellent. And stop by the comm center in and around the lodge, and I'll make sure I have a set of documentation for you.
Alrighty, will do. I'll see you then.
Yeah, the check-in is 146-535, and I'll add you to the list. You're WITW at AWRL.net, yes?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, while I'm at it, Dave, K2 Zulu Charlie, is that what you are as well? K2 Zulu Charlie at AWRL.net?
That's affirmative.
I will add you guys to the list as riding marshals, and that's great. Dave, you said you were going to ride the 45 miler, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I went on a ride today with another ham, W2TFM. I don't know if you know him, but he's leading out the 100 mile ride. He planned all the ride routes, and he told me the 45 mile ride really is a 50 mile ride, so I hope I can do the extra 5 miles.
Is that Carver Washburn?
Yeah, affirmative.
Now, I haven't talked to Carver in years. That's excellent. Okay, I'll send him to you, and would you send him the frequency list as well? So the more riding marshals we have, the better.
Okay, Steve, what ride are you going to be doing?
Doing a 25, Dave. That's the plan.
Okay, well, I hope I see you there.
Likewise. Safe riding.
Guys, I'll give you some notes on the frequency plan when I see you on Sunday morning, okay?
Alrighty.
Yeah, I'll send you the documentation in the meantime. I've got the cue sheets, I've got the maps, I've got some other information which you might find useful, but there's some verbal stuff I'll throw you Sunday morning as to where you should go. In addition, I mean, if you guys want to chit-chat, I've got a place for you to do that, too. That won't interfere with the internet, but will complement it. At the same time, if you need to check in, there'll be frequencies on your person that you can use to check in directly. You don't have to go to a rest stop. You could, wherever you are, just hit the HT and do it. Righty. Good. Any other questions, comments, confusions for the net, please call K2BAR. Alrighty, well, I'd like to thank you guys for checking in tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun come Sunday. Hopefully some fun on Saturday as well at the Hamfest, the Dorson and Washed-Out Hamfest. So hopefully everything will be just hunky-dory and wonderful this weekend. And Jim, if I get that shortened Carolina Windham up tomorrow, I'll let you know how it behaves. That should be interesting. So I'd like to thank Stuart, KC2SQP, Richard, KC2PYB, Tony, K2AMI, Bennett, KO2OK, Jim, K2ZO, Dave, K2ZuluCharlie, KC2Harold, Helmut, K2BDU, Brett, W2FLG, Jim, NS2K, Steve, WITW. This is W2TTT as K2BAR, the Bergen Amateur Radio Association, Net Control Station, and thanking the Bergen County FM Association for the use of the repeaters tonight and the other nights of the week where we do that, and look forward to seeing you guys either at the Fairlawn meeting tomorrow or on Saturday at the Ramapo Hamfest, or perhaps even on Sunday at the Ramapo ride. So it would be great. So 7-3, have a good one. K2BAR securing station to return the repeater to normal amateur use. Godspeed. W2TTD clear.